We know the concept of race is a social construct. It's not biology. There isn't a gene that binds all people of a certain color. But people do have skin color in common, and there are ways skin color can affect health. We've reported on studies showing that people of color are often discriminated against in the medical profession. Other studies show only 3% of skincare physicians are Black, slightly more Asian or Latino. And all dermatologists are rarely trained to recognize conditions in dark skin, a lack of knowledge that can be devastating and deadly. But this is slowly changing. Dr. Deborah Scott is co-creator and co-director of the Skin of Color program at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, which treats patients and trains doctors. Founded in 2011, it's one of the few such centers in the country. Dr. Scott is also director of diversity, equity, and inclusion for that hospital's Department of Dermatology and joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We understand you were having patients that were sent to you because dermatologists didn't know how to deal with hair loss.
That is so true. And when I started 40 years ago, I was actually appalled at the fact that patients would be sent directly to me by other dermatologists or would find their way to me because the doctors they were seeing didn't understand their skin or their hair or were not culturally sensitive, dismissive.
Well, and you often say that you normally don't see skin color or try not to as a doctor.
That's right.
But in this case, in the case of the care of skin, you have to.
That's true. You have to be able to look at something on someone's skin and understand the role that the amount of melanin in their skin plays in how the disorder looks. And if you don't understand that, you will miss things.
Right. Can this be fatal?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. For instance, say if it's sarcoidosis, the disorder that affects multiple systems like lupus, often the lungs. So it's a disorder that ultimately proved fatal for Bernie Mac and often will present with spots on the skin, which if detected should lead to chest x-rays and such to make sure that there's no internal involvement. You know, effective treatment, again, can mitigate the long-term consequences of this disorder.
Yeah. By the way, we read that comedian Bernie Mac died of pneumonia, but he'd had sarcoidosis. Pro football player Reggie White died of sarcoidosis, and it does attack the lungs and heart far more aggressively in African Americans. So we are talking about a quality of life, but also life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, quantity of life as well. So let's talk about some of these specific concerns that you have. Lupus, for instance, is more common in people of African American descent. Remind us what lupus is and why it has to do with the skin and detecting it on the skin.
Well, lupus is what we call a connective tissue disease that can affect your skin, your hair, your joints, your kidneys, but often presents on the skin with either a certain type of rash, hair loss, and it's important to recognize it and diagnose it early so that you can start effective treatment to prevent the long-term consequences of this disorder.
Again, in some of the reading, a rash related to lupus in someone who's Caucasian might appear as pink, but it could possibly have more brown tones in it if it's a person of color.
And that's absolutely right. Any rash, actually, anything that looks pink in light skin, in browner skin will look maroon or sometimes almost a reddish brown. And it's important to understand that so you don't miss these things. And a really important example are the COVID toes that we saw during the height of the COVID pandemic. People would present with purple toes, and that was one of the signs that they had active COVID infection. And oftentimes, it's not so obvious in brown skin. If you know to look for it, and you can sort of sit back and subtract the brown pigment from the skin, you will see it, but you have to understand that's what you need to do.
We'll talk about treatments for some of these illnesses or problems. Do you have to approach a treatment differently?
Yes, certainly using certain very potent creams that doctors frequently prescribe, you have to understand that overuse in darker skin may result in lightening of the skin. Even things like injections that people will get for arthritis sometimes can result in lightening of the skin. And it's important that you're aware of this so that you can warn patients that this might happen, and also so that you can reassure them if it happens, nothing has gone awry. Mm. Using alcohol-based solutions often is not acceptable for someone with tight, curly hair because it can dry their hair, whereas someone with straighter hair may not have that experience. Also telling someone, say, who has dandruff and tight, curly hair to wash their hair 2 or 3 times a week is not appropriate because it will be drying to their hair.
Yeah. As we're on hair, we know that there are devastating hair loss disorders. We have here in Massachusetts a Black Congresswoman, Ayanna Pressley, who went public with her alopecia. But what do dermatologists need to know about treating alopecia? What is it that someone might not know about that?
You know, hair loss used to be dismissed as cosmetic often, but it's not cosmetic, and it can be devastating. Mm-hmm. And there are different types of hair loss. Alopecia areata, which is an autoimmune type of hair loss where people can lose all of their hair. There are what we call types of scarring alopecia, where there is inflammation in the scalp that permanently destroys hair and the hair won't grow back. Mm-hmm. And there is a type of hair loss called CCCA, or central centrifugal cicatricial alopecia, that is predominantly seen in women of color. And it's a very slowly progressive type of hair loss that early on can look like kind of female pattern hair loss. Mm-hmm. And left untreated can result in large areas of hair loss that will not regrow. Mm-hmm. So it's important to make sure patients are treated effectively and early.
To stop it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What about skin cancer?
We know that, of course, the most dangerous skin cancer is melanoma. Unfortunately, melanomas often go undiagnosed in patients with darker skin, A, because sometimes they don't have access to health care, sometimes it's ignored or not recognized, you know, a dark mole or a mole that is changing or a growth that is changing. I think what often happens is, particularly in darker skin patients, the most common melanomas are on the hands and feet. And oftentimes people don't look at their feet, and if you're not getting regular exams, you may not notice it till it's become quite advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. What about pigmentation? You know, there's hypo and hyperpigmentation.
Absolutely. Brown skin or more heavily pigmented skin can respond to diseases, to injury, both by getting darker and getting lighter. Of course, it can happen in all skin types, but if you're losing your pigment and you have light skin, it's not that obvious. If you have darker skin, it's really devastating.
Sure. I mean, patches of pink or white in a black face.
Yes, and it's devastating. I think historically, there was a tendency for people to say, well, it's just your skin color. It's not affecting your general health. It's not important. Well, it is important. So I think that dismissive minimizing is a form of, certainly insensitivity.
Yeah. It's judging people by their skin color and then
right.
Telling them their skin color isn't that important.
That's right.
And staying with that kind of, you know, impact on the skin, acne.
Any injury to brown skin, an injury is a rash, it's a pimple, it's a scratch, a burn, anything that sort of impacts your skin, if you have brown skin, can result in what we call hyperpigmentation or darkening of the skin. You know, it's bad enough that you're a teenager and you have acne, but if you have dark spots that persist long after the acne has healed, and it affects your self-image. And it's important, again, for physicians to not be dismissive and to say, well, your acne's better, the dark spots will go away. Well, yes, they will, but they can take months to go away. So you really have to incorporate aggressive treatment into your plan.
Well, I want to ask you one last thing, prompted by this topic, and I hope this isn't going to be as insulting as I wonder if it is. And that's the phrase, and I hear it spoken by people of color, that black don't crack, right? This notion that, we don't age.
We all age. Melanin in darker skin is sort of, it gives you an SPF, sort of an innate SPF of 5 to 10.
Like a protective coating.
That's right. Yeah. It's like wearing sunscreen, but it's not enough. The sun affects us all differently, but it will still affect you.
You want more than 5.
Absolutely.
Right.
You want a 30.
Right. Since you started this, other hospitals also have skin of color programs, and you belong to the Skin of Color Society, which was started in 2004. I'm wondering if you still have patients coming to you. I'm imagining in tears sometimes to you're nodding.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's heartbreaking, actually, that in 2022, I still see patients who feel that they did not receive the appropriate care, and they come to us to rectify that.
And it's maybe too late.
Yeah. We say this all the time, that we hope that there is a time that we won't need a skin of color program. We are training our young dermatologists so that they can take care of all different types of people.
That's Dr. Deborah Scott. She is co-director and creator of the Skin of Color program at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston. Dr. Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.